Now, Shubh Naam Ki Ache? What is your Shubh? Good. Good, it's translated as good. It's not really good. Auspicious. What is your Aapka Shubh Naam Kya Hai? So it's a very Shubh. Yeah, but that's just a. It's not said, but it's just translating it from English. It's not, you don't say that to people, actually. There are so many things. When you call a subordinate, they'll say, Agye, means at your order, in Bengali. At least it used to be. I don't know now. You know that? Agye. Madhukanta, Agye, at your order. Very good culture. Instead of saying, how are you? You have to ask a devotee, Apni ki bhajane kushale achen? Are you going on well in your devotional practices? Ordinary Bengalis just say, how are you? Came on at. It's a bit longer to say, Apni ki bhaja. Or otherwise, Ram Ram, according to Sampradaya. Ram Ram, that's a common thing. Pick up the phone. Ram Ram. Or Jai Shri Krishna, if you're from the Vallabh Sampradaya. Jai Shri Ram, common. By the saying the name of the Lord. The Sikhs, they'll say, Sat Sri Akal. That's just to introduce. It's like saying hello. They say that. In Sri Vaishnav culture, do you know what that is in Tamil? No, just for greeting like that. Hari, they may say. Adi, well, they'll say that, yeah, but that, yeah, that's if you call someone, they may say like that. Adiyan. Once I was in Sri Rangam, and I wanted to meet someone. I went to his house, one of the priests. And then his daughter was there. She must have been about 15 years old. He wasn't there. So she sent a note with someone to call him. Just a little scrap piece of paper. She wrote it on the top of the paper, Shri He. Because whenever you write anything, you have to put the name of the Lord. That's the idea. And you'll see in Tamil Nadu, both the Shaivas and the Vaishnavas, they put the tilak on everything, either the three lines or this Urdhva Pundra. They put it on the car, on the house, all over the house, everywhere. Last time I was in Dubai, they had an initiation ceremony, and then it was all set up, and I came in, and I saw they had made the Yajna Kund with all this three-line tilak. I said, what are you doing? He said, we invited some priests from India, and they did that. Hey, get this out of here. They'd invited some smarthas to do some yajna. So they were, we have to put the three lines. Initiate them into Shaiva Siddhanta. No, thank you.
If they put you.
Yeah. So, any questions? Are you ready with questions?
There's a stack.
Okay, good.
question is, when Lord Kalki takes incarnation, Lord Kalki incarnates, will the world, why the world should get destroyed?
Do you want to answer? It's a stupid question. It's a stupid question because the world doesn't get destroyed. Only the demons get destroyed.
There's a cycle of nature, just like spring, summer, fall, and winter. And again and again and again, spring, summer, fall, and winter will rotate again and again, unlimitedly. So, when Kalki Avatar comes at the end of Kali Yuga, all those who remain demoniac will be killed, and then Satya Yuga will begin again.
So it's a non-question. Why was there an earthquake yesterday here in Sri Lanka? Well, there wasn't one. So if you say, why is the world destroyed when Kalki comes, it's a non-question. Yeah. But they should make some sense. You know, things like, why is the moon made out of green cheese? And, well, we can take from new people also, but they should be. Well, simple is okay, but they should make sense. The first question didn't make sense. I don't know why. Maybe they saw on some TV show or something the world being destroyed. Where did they get that idea from? So it may be. A lot of the so-called spiritual ideas that people get, they get from TV shows.
And the question is that all the people will be sinful.
Not everyone. There are some devotees. I mean, there are some devotees also, and then they repopulate the world. There are some kshatriyas remain. It's described in the Bhagavata. Not everyone. Most of the people.
The question is, why Lord Krishna incarnates? What is the reason?
Yeah, well, no, it's a Bhagavad Gita question. You like but
He incarnates here because he cares about all living beings. Why does he care about everyone? Because we are all his children. In Gita, Lord Krishna says, Aham Bija Prada Pitta, I am the seed giving father of every living creature. If a husband and wife have some children and one of them becomes a drunkard in the street, they will go and try to uplift him. They're pained to see their child laying on the ground with an empty bottle of alcohol there, completely intoxicated. They're feeling very bad that his life is so much on a downward spiral, so they try to lift him back up. So Krishna does the same thing.
குடிபாட்டிலோட ரோட்ல படுத்துக் கொண்டிருக்கிறார் ஒண்ணுமே இல்லாம அப்படி இருக்கும்போது அவர்களுக்கு கஷ்டமா இருக்கும் அதனால அவர்கள் வந்து
So he promotes dharma. Dharma means, in essence, right action, following God's laws. And by re-establishing dharma, people take up proper action and can reconnect with God, and then they're liberated and back in the spiritual world doing pure devotional service, exchange of love with Krishna. So Krishna comes because he cares about us.
One more question is, Krishna takes all the incarnations only in India. Why only in India? Nowhere else?
Want to answer it again?
Krishna is known as Svara. He is completely independent. He's independent because he is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. So that means there is no cause beyond Krishna. So therefore, he is the supreme cause. He is the beginning God, the Adi Purusha, the supreme person. So sometimes let's say a very wealthy business person has 1 month, 2 month vacation he takes every year with his family. So he has his favorite places where he vacations, where he goes, where he likes to go to. So that is his prerogative to do it. He's a wealthy man, he can go anywhere. He can go anywhere in the world he wants, but he has his favorite place. So Krishna can appear anywhere he pleases. But if he chooses to come to India, we understand. He likes it here, he likes this place. This is Punya Bhumi, special place, so he comes. But certainly he's free to go anywhere and everywhere as he pleases.
Srila Prabhupada brought Krishna all over the world. He's being worshipped all over the world now. Yeah. But the atmosphere in India is suitable for people to adopt Krishna consciousness. People are born in different places according to their karma. So generally the most spiritually advanced people from previous life, they get born in India. So Krishna goes where the people can appreciate better. Some of the most sinful people are born in India also. You write the question down, like everyone else. Okay, go on, ask the next one. They're local girls, they came?
Yes.
Okay. That book, The Message to the Youth of India, do you have that here in Tamil? That discusses this point also. Can you say that?
The
இளைஞர்கள் காலம் இந்த பாதை கொடுக்கக்கூடிய மெசேஜ் டு தி யூத் ஆஃப் இந்தியா என்ற புத்தகம் இருக்கிற மாதிரி அந்த புத்தகம் வந்து இங்க விற்பனைக்கு இருக்கு. அதை இந்த எல்லா கேள்விகளுக்கு பதில்
can show that
the puthaga kaatha mudiyuma
yeah then next question you just read the next one
she's from these guys
no we'll tell them to come back and they can get their question. All right, go on. There's so many questions there.
Trivia Krishna en vanangigrom. The question is why one should worship Krishna.
Sometimes Prabhupada would ask a question to them, why not? Why not worship Krishna?
Prabhupada repeat nare bol mattum kekkar, yen vandha Krishna valipadu seiyirukku.
He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Why not worship him?
அவர் முழுமையாக கடவுள் ஏன் வழிபாடு செய்யக்கூடாது?
First you tell me why not.
நீங்க முன்னாடி சொல்லுங்க ஏன் வந்து வழிபாடு செய்யக்கூடாது?
Prabhupada would do that. I read it many times.
அடிக்கடி இந்த விஷயத்தை படிச்சு
we can I'll add one or two words for our own best benefit.
நம்மளுடைய சுய நன்மைக்காக நல்ல நன்மைக்காக
if we worship Krishna we are benefited.
கிருஷ்ணன் வழிபாடு செஞ்சா நமக்கு வந்து நல்லது.
If we fail to worship Krishna, we have to continue suffering birth after birth in this material world.
That's the next thing Prabhupada would say. But you just...
அடுத்த கேள்வி புத்தர் கடவுளின் ஒரு அவதாரம் என்று நாம் ஏற்றுக்கொள்கிறோம். ஆனால் அவர் சொன்ன அவர் சொன்னதை
You want to say?
Krishna always has a purpose when he incarnates.
Krishna don't know the kind of a karma.
So, Vedas were being misused.
Vedas were being misused.
And people on the plea of following the Vedas were killing so many animals simply to satisfy their palate. They wanted to eat meat, and so in the name of some religious ceremony they would kill an animal in the process of some yajna and eat the flesh. And so Krishna incarnated as Lord Buddha to decry the Vedas entirely.
அவங்களுடைய நாக்கை திருப்திப்படுத்துறதுக்காக அவங்க வந்து இந்த வேதங்களுடைய வழிமுறையை பயன்படுத்தி அவர் வந்து அவங்க வந்து சாப்பிட ஆரம்பிச்சாங்க. அதனால வேதங்களை வந்து அவர் வந்து தவறாக காட்டி அவர் வந்து
ஸோ ஹி ஸ்போக் வெரி ஸ்ட்ராங்லி தட் யூ கம்ப்ளீட்லி டிஸ்ரிகார்ட் தி வேதஸ் அண்ட் யூ பிராக்டிஸ் அஹிம்சா and he taught this shunyavad philosophy
vedangale mulaya niragaikanum indu solli avu shunyavadam indra kalathai velirukkar.
And then sometime later 1000 years later Shankaracharya came, that was Lord Shiva incarnated as Shankaracharya, and he reestablished the authority of the Vedas, but with twisted logic he made everything seem impersonal. God is impersonal.
ஆயிரம் வருடங்களுக்கு பிறகு சங்கராச்சாரியர் வந்தார். அவர் வந்து வேதங்களுடைய ஆதாரத்தை ஏற்றுக்கொண்டு அவர் வந்து திடீரென்று ஒரு கருத்தா இந்த விஷயங்களை கொடுத்தார்.
And then 1000 years later Mahaprabhu came and installed Radha and Krishna as the deity in the temple.
இன்னும் மாயராவிடம் இருக்க பிறகு ராதாகிருஷ்ணன் வழிபாடு செய்வதற்கு மகாபிரபு சொல்லிக் கொடுத்தார்.
God is a person and he has his consort Radharani and we should worship and praise and reunite in bhakti with the Supreme Lord.
கடவுள் வந்து ஒரு நபர், அவருக்கு வந்து நாம் வந்து வழிபாடுகளை செஞ்சு அவர் திருப்பி அவருக்கு நாம் தொடர்பு கொள்ள வேண்டும்.
So it was a temporary arrangement, not meant to remain this idea of preaching near Vishesha in your body, but it was for a purpose of taking people away from misuse of the Vedas and then re-establishing them, although with an impersonal mood, and then finally the personal understanding came out from Mahaprabhu.
இது ஒரு தாற்காலிகமான ஒரு ஏற்பாடு. எதற்காகனா வந்து இந்த அழுவமான கருத்துக்களில் வந்து மக்களை வந்து இருந்து சிறிதளவில் வந்து அவங்களை வந்து உருவங்கள வழிபாடுக்கு கொண்டு வர வேண்டும் என்ற ஒரு 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 இது ஒரு அமைப்பை வச்சிருந்தாங்க. Next question. It is related to yesterday's class, Anartha Nivritti. All our hankerings for Anartha Nivritti. Everyone is hankering for Anartha Nivritti. But we also see Bharat Maharaj has surpassed all this.
What does that mean? Everyone is hankering for Anartha Nivritti.
I mean, they want to get beyond their Anarthas.
But we also see Bharat Maharaj has surpassed all this and was in bhava stage, and he also falls down. How do we understand this?
Common question: why did Bharat Maharaj fall down when he was beyond the stage of Anartha Nivritti? Well, obviously there was still some material desire within his heart in seed form. What is that? Kutam bijam falonmukham. The sin is in various stages. There's very subtly within the heart there may be so many desires which we're not even aware of. We might not become aware of them until we come in contact with some object of material desire.
And
generally the sadhus, they keep away from women because that woman is called kamini or pungschali, the maya, by maya one is incited to lust by seeing the form of a woman. But a completely pure devotee can move among beautiful women and not be at all disturbed. So Bharat Maharaj, it seemed like a very innocent thing that he would protect the deer. But it developed into material attachment. So why? Well, why is anyone in Maya? It's Krishna Bahya Mukhoya. We've turned away from Krishna. Until one is fully in the stage of complete prema, then there's always the possibility of reverting to some lower level of consciousness. But we see also that Bharat Maharaj, he very quickly, he fell down, but then within one lifetime he was rectified and then he went back to Godhead. So it was just a short obstacle. It didn't even last. He was in stage of bhav, then the natural progression is to prem. That may be briefly arrested, but one will go forward. It's just to instruct us, be careful.
Prabhupada used to say that spiritual life is like a razor's edge. You know how sharp a razor is, so finely sharp edge. A little inattentiveness, even for an advanced person, a little inattentiveness, one can get cut by Maya.
The question started with, we're all hankering after anatta nivritti. Well, that would be nice if we were all hankering after anatta nivritti. Hankering means that it's strong desire. Tivramana asa.
So it's a good thing to want to get beyond this.
Yeah. But I'm saying, I don't know how much we're all hankering. That's good, we should hanker after that.
We have to be greedy to surpass our bad habits. Once our intelligence has understood that the highest perfection of life comes through pure devotional service, then we do need to be greedy to make advances.
We see this is because of his compassion and desire. How do we develop a true desire without? We see this is because of his compassion and desire. How do we develop a pure desire without deviation?
Say in Tamil.
கருணை மற்றும் ஆசையினால் இது நடக்கிறது என்று நாம் புரிந்து கொள்கிறோம். எப்படி வந்து நாம் தூய்மையான ஆசையை வளர்த்துக் கொள்வது தவறா வழிநடத்தி செல்லாமல்?
Yeah, misplaced compassion is very dangerous. Everyone in this material world is suffering. Every living being is suffering. So you may think, well, let's help them. That's good to want to help them. It's much easier to help people in an illusory way than to help them in the real way. You can feed hungry people and that helps them in an illusory way. The people in general are not very willing to take the real help, which is to surrender to Krishna. So if we think, well, we'll have hospitals and schools and eye camps and we'll help people in this way, and that's compassion. But that's the kind of compassion that binds us and them in this material world.
In the hospital, in the
It may seem that we're very cruel. Oh, we don't want to help the poor people. Why are we not making programs to help the poor people? I was just listening this morning to Srila Prabhupada addressing a question like this. Srila Prabhupada said, why are you so concerned about the poor people? What about the rich people? They're also suffering. They're also suffering. They all need Krishna consciousness.
Maharaj, we're targeting the poor. The poor hearted.
Yeah, everyone is poor.
We're targeting them, so we can say openly.
To understand this philosophy of Krishna consciousness, it means a lot of hearing, a lot of reading.
You said so nicely, Maharaj, in Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Bhai Bhav, wonderful paragraph about generally people come to a sadhu thinking he's going to have a big smile on his face and just be glowing, and they're coming for material blessings, and they're expecting blessing from you that they'll become wealthy. And the real sadhu will tell them your life is in need of wholesale rectification or something like that. I can't remember your exact words, but they were wonderful.
Wholesale reform.
Your life needs complete reforming, and they're just shocked to be told that. They didn't expect the sadhu to speak like that.
முழு அளவில் நீங்க உங்க வாழ்க்கையை மாற்ற வேண்டும் என்ற தீவிரமான ஒரு விஷயத்தை சொல்லும் போது அவங்க மிகவும் ஆச்சரியப்படுறாங்க.
That is why Shravan is needed as well as Kirtan. Now in our ISKCON, Kirtan Melas are very popular, but I do Shravan Kirtan camps. Both should go together. Quoting from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks of Gaura Bihita Kirtan, the kind of Kirtan that is approved by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said that before Gaura Bihita Kirtan, there must be Gaura Bihita Shravan. Otherwise, as we see in the history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, without proper hearing, the kirtan goes on, but there are so many deviations. Without giving the proper message, then people, they go on doing kirtan, but they don't become purified because they have the wrong understanding.
In Majalila chapter 3, text 203, Srila Prabhupada established in the purport how he wanted Grihasthas to live their life. He described there, this is when Lord Chaitanya just had taken sannyas. He went to Shantipur, spent some days with Advaita Acharya.
இந்த இடத்துக்கு போயிட்டு அத்வைத ஆச்சாரியா கிட்ட வந்து அவருடைய நேரத்தை கழிக்கிறாரு அந்த இடத்துல.
Advaita Acharya was making nice festivals daily.
Advaita Acharya dinamum nariya nigalchila nadathnar vilakla.
There was Krishna katha, discussions about Krishna, there was prasadam, and there was sankirtan.
Krishna kathaigal, prasadam, adhmatrullama sankirtan nigalchi.
Congregational chanting.
Kootamaga naamathai solvathu.
So Prabhupada said that a grihastha who has the means, the ability, should invite the preachers, those who are preaching Krishna consciousness, should invite them to his home.
என்ன சொல்லப்பட்டிருந்தா கிரகஸ்தர்கள் வந்து பிரச்சாரம் செய்யக்கூடிய பக்தர்களை வந்து வீட்டுக்கு அழைத்து அவங்களை வந்து அவங்களால முடிஞ்ச அளவுக்கு
to that are preaching all over the world, he should invite them to his home. And there should be, during the day, Srila Prabhupada says in the purport, during the day, there should be Krishna katha, means preaching about the message of Krishna. There should be prasadam. And in the evening, there should be at least 3 hours of sankirtan yagya.
அதுக்கு பிறகு night
in the night
இரவுல வந்து 3 மணி நேரம் வந்து சங்கீதன நிகழ்ச்சி நிச்சயமாக நடக்கும்.
Then he said this should be this idea should be done in all of our ISKCON centers.
இது வந்து நம்மளுடைய எல்லா ISKCON இடத்துலயும் நாம வந்து செய்ய வேண்டும்.
Then everyone will be involved in practicing this sankirtan yagya.
அப்படி செய்தால் இந்த சங்கீதன யாகத்தை நடக்கக்கூடிய எல்லோரும் வந்து அதுல வந்து பங்கு பெறுவார்கள்.
So this is essentially what Maharaj had just said, because Prabhupada said during the day there should be Krishna katha preaching.
நாள்ல நம்ம வந்து கிருஷ்ண கதா பிரச்சாரம் நடக்க வேண்டும்.
Prasadam and then big kirtan.
பிரசாதம் அதுக்கு பிறகு பெரிய கீர்த்தனம். Next question. Tulsi Gabbard, a daughter of devotee parents in
Hawaii.
It is a senator in Hawaii. She promotes Bhagavad Gita from her position and
she's a senator?
She's a congressperson.
She was also in the army and was deployed in Iraq. What is her duty? Is it good that she is in public office?
I guess that's for me, huh?
Yes, that is
for me. Tamil student. Tulsi Gabbard, the devotee, the Bhaktavilodaya, Kurandaya Prendra Kana, among the senator.
Is it good?
She has a little background. Do you mind? She wants to have a little background.
Okay. Recently, the book Women Masters or Mothers was released in Mayapur.
இப்போ the Women Masters or Mothers என்ற ஒரு புத்தகம் வந்து இப்போ வெளியிடப்பட்டிருக்கு மயாப்பூர்ல.
And there was one Mataji. There were 3 Matajis in the deity pujari room one morning.
ஒரு காலை வந்து 3 மாதாதிகள்
வெளிப்பாடு
செய்வார்கள்.
One is one of the ladies was our god sister.
ஒரு பெண் வந்து சக ஆன்மீக சகோதரி.
Another of the ladies was one of your disciples. And one other Mataji is a friend who was, she is a disciple of His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj. So this Mataji, she wrote to me.
Who, the last one?
This last Mataji, who is Bhakti Swarup Damodara Maharaj's disciple, she wrote to me and she said, just the other day in the Pujari room, I heard your god sister say to Bhakti Vikash Maharaj's disciple that, my god sister said something to Maharaj's disciple. She said, I would like to present to Maharaj that Tulsi Gabbard is a devotee child. She's a senator in Hawaii. And she is preaching
Bhagavad Gita
and trying to encourage people towards Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita. So she said, I would like to ask Bhakti Vikash Maharaj about this girl.
In the Penmani Patri, Bhakti Vikash Maharaj Gita Kekanoma Vipapadvain.
She said to Maharaj's disciple that women can be both masters and mothers.
I said that in the book also. She didn't read the book.
She did not read the whole book.
Hmm.
She read part
of it.
One other comment is on her website, she describes herself as pro-abortion.
Tulsi Gabbard. Yes. So that's the wonderful, you know, Krishna consciousness that she's preaching. Demoniac.
Pro-abortion. And actually, talking about Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, so that gives the idea that devotees promote abortion, doesn't it? If anyone, male or female, wants to present themselves and as a follower of Srila Prabhupada, they have to follow him in full, and especially on major details such as a demoniac thing as abortion. Yeah, if the person who was putting this proposition had taken the trouble to read the book carefully, then they would know what my position is on this. On principle, Srila Prabhupada was not in favor of women leaders. When he went to meet Indira Gandhi, he wanted to, but this, as it happened, the situation wasn't favorable for that. He wanted to propose that she, give up the position.
Abdicate
from and then her son should become the leader under Prabhupada's guidance. You can get a recording of this if you want also. I also stated in the first part of the book, which was about establishing Varnashram Dharma, that it won't just go by a flick of a switch. It's not just that we can go boom and we can't change everything overnight. But we should understand what Srila Prabhupada's social vision is, which is Krishna's social vision. And work toward that. So,
you stated practically.
Yeah.
We'll have to make efforts to.
Yeah.
It'll probably be in your mood and mission book too.
Definitely, yeah. That's all part of the mood and mission thing. I also wrote in the book that why are they sending the women out to fight? What are women doing fighting in the wars? I could understand if you're under it, say you're in some town and you're under attack and you have the weapons and the women, then they may have to. But to send them from America to Iraq to fight, it's what's going on here? It's horrible.
Even Bhishma on the Battle of Kurukshetra refused to kill a person in a man's body who had been a woman in her last life.
Yeah, yeah.
And she took birth
to kill him.
Kill him, and he refused to shoot because he knew the circumstances.
Yeah, she was shooting. He was shooting at her.
We could ask why women weren't fighting on the Battle of Kurukshetra. Why weren't they in their armor out there if it was the proper way?
There is a statement of Srila Prabhupada in one purport in the first canto. He says in the Mahabharata era, we see that women, even though they're very qualified, they never got in directly into politics and all this thing. You know that quote? It's a well-known quote.
I don't know if I heard, but I just read
that. So definitely the times are different now. Well, that's the problem. So we're trying to change the society.
And Prabhupada said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when his god brothers were criticizing him, he says, they don't understand, you cannot all at once change the society. That statement itself meant his plan is to change the society, but it cannot be done overnight.
One main theme in that book is that we are meant for changing the society. And our society, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, should take this up. Rather than just taking our social norms from the broader demoniac society. Just, it's easier to blend in, but then you go to hell with them. Anyway, I would request who made that comment to read the book and see what's said before commenting on it or drawing conclusions.
Next question. We offer tulsi leaf for Krishna, but why are they not offering the tulsi leaf for Radharani?
I'm going to go pass water. Oh, I should take this. Yeah, I'm you. You answer. I'm going to go.
We offer tulsi leaf for Krishna, but why are they not offering the tulsi leaf for Radharani? Kevi Nadana tulsi leaf on the Radharani ke nevedin seyo.
Tulsi to Krishna's lotus feet because Krishna wants tulsi. Tulsi is a gopi.
Tulsi is a gopi.
She's the gopi Vrinda. And she, during one pastime of long ago, she became the wife of Lord Vishnu. Krishna actually tricked her. So she became angry at Krishna because he tricked her.
Disguised as her husband?
Yes, he came disguised as her husband.
And so
she became angry with Krishna and she cursed him to become a stone. And Krishna counter cursed her to become a plant. So this is an eternal pastime of Tulsi and Krishna.
That
Krishna loves Tulsi and he will not accept any offering that is not decorated with Tulsi leaves. So why do we not offer tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? Srimati Radharani considers it her duty to offer tulsi leaves at Krishna's lotus feet. Because she understands that that's Krishna's desire. She is a friend, a sakhi of Tulsi, of Vrinda Devi. So offering and Vrinda Devi is an expansion of Srimati Radharani.
Srimati Radharani oriya oru virivakam dhan Tulsi Devi.
So if we were to offer tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of Sri Radharani, then we should, and that means we would be offering Radha to Radha. I don't know of any instruction in Shastra that says we need to do this.
Next question. We say Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful.
He's what?
He's so merciful.
Too merciful.
English.
So merciful.
Very merciful.
Very merciful. Same like Lord Ram. Why Lord Krishna is not so merciful that he appeared in this place?
How Krishna was not merciful when he appeared here? How was that? He was completely merciful.
He's
He spent that time on the battlefield with Arjuna, and look at the benefit we are getting from the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. If you just take that one act alone of Krishna spending an hour and a half or 2 hours, however long, on the battlefield with Arjuna and having that conversation, we've all been blessed by Krishna's mercy to have the opportunity to read that conversation and to become enlightened like Arjuna became enlightened.
The Krishna ko Arjuna ko nanda uriyada ellara nam ellorum vandu unmai kadathirukku nam ellorkum inda 1 mani neram 2 mani neram avuga ellorum pesnadhu evlo madhippu mikkal.
Krishna is karuna nidhi, he's an ocean of mercy.
Krishna vandu karuna nidhi,
he only has the best interest in every living being.
ஒவ்வொரு உயிர்வாணிக்கும் சிறந்த நன்மையை
விரும்புகிறார்.
கிருஷ்ணன் வந்து கருணை இல்லாமல் இருக்கா என்ற இந்த கேள்வியே கிடையாது.
When we put on tilak, it represents the we take the clay from India, from these holy places where Krishna, his Janmasthan and various places where Krishna performed his pastimes, and we mark it on our forehead as the symbol that our head is bowed down at the feet of the Lord. It symbolizes Krishna's footprint in essence where he performed his pastimes when he was here. And so the devotee wants to put his head in the footprint of Krishna. So we're wearing
Krishna vande leeniga seidha edathila adhaavu India la irukkura nereya edathila irukkura andha mannai naam vande eduthukondu thalaiyila vande thilakam vekkum.
And we want to keep our head at God's feet to show our love and respect and reverence to the supreme being. So why Krishna himself is wearing some similar looking tilak? He has no one above him. Can you just share that?
கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து ஏன் வந்து திலகம் அணிய வேண்டும்? ஏனென்றால் அவருக்கு மேலாக இருக்கக்கூடிய நபர் யாருமே கிடையாது தானே.
Well, one thing is Krishna shows the example for others.
ஒரு விஷயம் என்னன்னா கிருஷ்ணர் வந்து எல்லாருக்கும் உதாரணத்தை கொடுத்தார்.
And he also likes to have his foot on his head.
கிருஷ்ணருக்கும் அவருடைய காலடியில் அவருடைய தலையில் வைக்கிறதுக்கு இருக்கும்.
Just like baby Krishna on the banyan leaf sucks his own toe because he thinks it's a lot of nectar.
குழந்தை கிருஷ்ணரும் வந்து அந்த ஆலமரத்தில் இருக்கும்போது தன்னுடைய காலை வந்து அவரே சுவைப்பார், ஏன்னா அதில் அவ்வளோ அமிர்தமாக இருக்கு.
In Krishna Leela, we never, there's no description, as far as I know, of Krishna actually applying tilak. That would come after initiation. And the his initiation, well, there's no record of him actually being... Yeah, that's, well, that would be Upanayanam. It's not, this Vaishnav tilak is put on after initiation. So it may be a visual representation that Krishna has tilak. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he said to show Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even after he took sannyas with shika and neck beads, although he didn't have them. It requires some research.
Next question. If Srimati Radharani doesn't wear tilak, why do the Gaudiya Vaishnavas wear tilak?
Vaishnavis.
Gaudiya Vaishnavis wear tilak.
Well, that's according to the pancharatrik system, the women also get Vaishnavi diksha. Men also get Vaishnavi diksha. In other Vaishnava sampradayas, other than Gauriya, the women, they don't wear the tilak of their sampradaya. Their husbands do. But they may take the markings of the sampradaya, namely the shankha and the hot iron, hot stamp. So that is according to sampradaya. We do it like that. Now all these things, all these points we may not find exactly in Shastra. Some things they're given by the acharyas also. That's called tradition. Aitijya in Bengali. Aitihya. That's a little bit different from parampara. Very close, but a little bit different. Tradition. More general. That's one of the four pramanas which is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 11th canto, along with Shabda, Anuman, and Pratyaksha. It's also mentioned by Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam.
What to do when brahmacharis in the ashram are exhausted due to too much seva? It seems that we are always on marathon. Please address.
On the milk van?
On a marathon.
Marathon.
What did you hear? Milk van?
Meltdown.
Meltdown, yeah.
We are on a meltdown. Exhausted.
I think maybe another one. Ashramathil irukkira brahmacharis vandhu eppovume kalaippadinju adhigamana sevaiyala kalaippadiraanga.
Best thing is get married. Then you can work hard at a job day and night and you'll be exhausted. And
it's a
sarcastic reply.
Please ask the ladies not to mind them. Prabhupada said women are like living luggage. Means, you know, luggage sometimes is quite heavy to carry around, cumbersome. So for a man, if Prabhupada always said, if one can be fully engaged in devotional service and control the mind and not think of a woman and be disturbed by thoughts of having association with woman, then it is best for him. His life, he'll make more rapid progress, and it is just better all the way around to remain celibate, remain brahmachari.
தவறான வழிநடத்தில் இல்லாமல் அவங்க வந்து மனதை கட்டுப்படுத்தி எப்பொழுதுமே திருமணம் செய்யாமல் இருக்க முடியும்னா அவங்க வந்து ரொம்ப சிறந்த நிலையில் இருக்காங்க. அவங்க வந்து பிரம்மச்சரியா இருப்பது நல்லது.
Prabhupada would say that if one can keep his mind focused on his seva and serve nicely and be fully committed, then don't marry. He said one should not marry if he's not disturbed by thought of woman and womanly enjoyment, embracing woman, then he should remain single and do so.
பெண்களுடன் ஆனந்தத்தை அனுபவிக்க வேண்டும் என்ற ஆசை ஒருவருக்கு இல்லை என்றால் அவர் வந்து திருமணம் செய்யாமே பிரம்மச்சரியாக இருப்பது நல்லது.
It's a great opportunity to get mercy by helping to establish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in a place where it's not well established.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission in a place where it's not well established.
There's no way to get it established without a major effort. So, like I say, you get a lot of mercy for doing that. But if you can have a more relaxed life also, you don't. If you find it too much, then you can go to some situation as a brahmachari where it will be less meltdown marathon.
And if the manager is intelligent and soft-hearted, he can understand. And after all, you're told to be temperate in our habits of eating, sleeping, working, and recreation. So, a good manager will figure out how to fit in some recreation.
Viharam. Here in, that means a Buddhist temple, isn't it? The word in the Bhagavad Gita is Vihara, just like Krishna is called Bihari, one who has fun. Yeah, our main recreation is having kirtan. Sometimes go to the waterfall also.
Because of situation, a girl has separated from husband. Can she take up Krishna consciousness? Because of the situation, a girl has separated from her husband. Can she take Krishna consciousness? Illara kadanai endradhan vilakkam vendum. Then what is the family duties? Please explain.
This is a very general question, but we have to see each specific circumstance. I don't usually answer questions like this because it's too general. You have to know the specifics. Anyway, everyone can take to Krishna consciousness. Whatever you've done in the past is in the past. Now go forward. Of course, what you do in the past, that may affect you throughout the whole, at least of this life, what to speak of future lives. So, for instance, there may be a man who takes to Krishna consciousness and he's divorced and he wants to be a full-time devotee, but he has to pay alimony, so he can't be a full-time devotee. For instance, alimony means you have to, by law, you have to pay money every month to the wife, ex-wife. Do women have varna or not? This is one of those questions which has been literally going on for centuries. There are indications both ways. Woman born of Brahmana parents should marry a boy of Brahmana parents. Which suggests that women have varna. But then after marriage she has to follow the husband. So if someone comes from a Vaishya woman marries a Kshatriya man, she has to assist him in his Swadharma. The varna is connected with occupation. And the woman's occupation is to serve the husband. So according to the family she's born in and the culture she's raised in, she'll be more suitable for being married into the similar culture. In other words, Brahmin girl marries in a Brahmin family. And of course, nowadays it doesn't make any difference. Everyone's just a malecha, whether they call themselves a Brahmin or whatever. There are still some in Brahmin families who are real Brahmins by culture. Last time I was in Bhimavaram, which was when in February, I think, in Andhra Pradesh, I visited one temple, Venkateshwa temple, where there was a young Archaka, a young priest, he was, I guess, about 25 years old. And he was Brahmin family, and his father was quite well known, as he told me, among the Sri Vaishnav community. And he was fully into it. He wasn't just doing it as a job, but he was really into worshipping the Lord and chanting prayers. So still there are some families going on like that. And the girl who married him, she wasn't dragging him out to use your good Brahmin brain to get a job in America as an IT professional. Which most of the South Indian Brahmins, they end up being they end up in America as working for Microsoft and Google and Apple and all these things. So, intrinsically women don't have, this is my understanding, they don't have varna because they are to assist the husband. But conventionally, it's understood, just like it said that Dhritarashtra, he had a Vaishya wife. Apart from Gandhari, who was from Kshatriya background, he had a Vaishya wife. And he had one son by her who was Kshatriya, raised as a Kshatriya, and he fought for the Pandavas.
The only one out of the 100 sons.
Well, yeah, he was 100. He was number 101. Of the ones we know of, because there may be others also, but these are the ones who are mentioned. Generally, the kings, as Prabhupada notes in the Krishna book, when he's talking about Devaki being married, so generally the kings, they have many sons, but there may be unofficial ones, born of concubines. The girls who go as the assistants to the wife, they also get some sons by the king. But they're not considered Kshatriyas.
அரசனுக்கு நிறைய மகன்கள் இருக்கலாம் அது வந்து இந்த மனைவி கூட இருக்கக்கூடிய அந்த சகோதரிகள் அந்த உதவி செய்யக்கூடிய பெண்மணிகளுக்கும் குழந்தைகளாக
nowadays everything is just a big mess.
இப்பொழுது எல்லாம் புறப்படுற மாதிரி
தாசி புத்ரா We have to, Srila Prabhupada wanted to make a new class of Brahmins. It's not just by putting a thread on someone. There's a lot of training is required. What I see is generally going on in ISKCON nowadays is we're just making another class of non-Brahmins in the name of Brahmins. Vaishnava situation is more than that of a Brahmin. But if we're to establish Varnashram, then we have to have Brahmins who are knowledgeable in Shastra. Who know Brahminical culture, who are not interested in sense gratification. So personally, I think it's just a farce, this whole thing of someone walks in the door, 6 months later they get Harinam initiation, and then another six months they get a Brahmin thread. Meanwhile, they're going on working as a Shudra by taking payment for, by working for some meat eaters who give them some money. So there's no way we're going to establish Varnashram just by putting threads on people's shoulders. First, the Brahmana class has to be re-established. It's not such an easy job when we're dealing with Varna Sankara. It can be purified, but it requires a lot of training and a very strong mode of devotional service.
May take some generations.
May do, although Srila Prabhupada wanted to do it right away.
At least our Chakrapaniji was liberated from the IT industry.
Yes.
We see during Prabhupada's time, like how you said, one of your realizations, we heard how the mood was during Prabhupada's time. We are not getting the same mood nowadays because of so many reasons. So, although whether it's possible to bring it on a global scale, the whole of this con, or we can bring it in our own places, how do we try to bring it back in this?
Say in Tamil. Well, as Srila Prabhupada said, it can be done, but it depends on us. And you needn't translate this, but I think that in many ways our movement is a hindrance to Prabhupada's desires, the way it's going. The movement, the way it is, isn't going to fulfill Prabhupada's desire. It's just bringing in sahajirism and materialism and
compromise
everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere you look. That's why I liked it in your book when you said it is up to us to establish this product.
Okay, you can go on if you want. I'm going to go. Okay. So, thank you all for coming. Ramanandri, Mekanandri. Which is right? The same thing. Both. Is one better than the other? More. I'm asking you. You don't know. Is it different parts of...
Here they don't use Ram.
They use Mekha.
Mega is more.
Mega.
More
literary. More high. I generally prefer to say the higher standard of language. Yeah, so thank you to all, and hope we didn't exhaust you too much. All the brahmacharis exhausted.
Guru Maharaj, I wanted to ask in the sense...
There was a two-day break. Yeah, but I'm not going to take more questions now. You have to stop sometime. So that's it. Hare Krishna.